Kirbos a good vach. Hope all is good. Very exciting to start the ninth and final parak of Maseches Nazir as we plow towards the Siyum at the end of this week. We are starting on Samach Aleph, Amud Aleph at the Mishnah. Hakutim Ein Lahem Naziris. Now, the Mefarish and Rani Tosos and the Gemara, you'll see in a second, explains that this is not really referring to Kutim. It's really referring to Goyim, Ovdei Kochavim. There is no such thing as Naziris. And the Gemara basically is going to spend almost the entirety of today discussing why that should be, why Goyim should not be Shaykh to Naziris. But either way, Goyim do not have Naziris. Nashim Vavadim, Yeish Lam Naziris. And women and slaves, right, of the Kochavim specifically, Eved Kanani specifically does have Naziris, and you would have probably expected this to be towards the beginning of the Masechta, but okay, right, the Gemara often does that, kind of talks about the most basic things at the end. Okay, either way, Chor Banashim Me'avadim Shehu Kofa Es Avdo, however, Eno Kofa Es Ishto. There's one more thing that the Gemara just mentions is a Chumra by women, meaning by wives as opposed to slaves, that the master can force the slave to get rid of the Naziris, but a husband cannot force the wife to get rid of her Naziris. Okay, fine, we're going to talk about that, not today, but a little bit later. Katani Kutim Ein Lahem Naziris. The Gemara says, quotes the Mishnah, Goyim do not have a concept of Naziris, Minani Mili, how do you know that this is true? And the Gemara is going to bring three proofs. It's going to attempt two. Right, it's going to bring a third, which we're going to accept, and then it's going to go back to the first two, right, and kind of revisit them, and try and get them back on track, but ultimately we're going to go with the third answer. So either way, how do you know that Goyim are not Shaykh to Naziris? The Tanur Rabbanan with the Rabbi said, Daver el b'nei Yisrael, right? This is the beginning of Naziris, and that's important to read this whole Pasuk in its entirety, for, as you'll see for obvious reasons in a second. So let's just read it over here in the Torah. Or, Daver el b'nei Yisrael v'amartal lehem, Ish o Isha ki afli lindor neder nazir lazir l'ashem. Right, a man or a woman who takes an eder of Naziros to become a Nazir to Hashem. So the Pasuk says, the Gemara darshins, Daber al b'nei Yisrael, right, so very quickly, V'lo lo v'de kochavim, right, not to Goyim. V'yamartar lehem, right, and what does that Pasuk teach me? That says, the Rabbos is Avadim, right, that includes, right, an Eved Kanani, who is, again, is the same halacha, chayv and mitzvahs like a woman. So an Eved Kanani also allowed to be a Nazir. So the Gemara says, Lama likra. So what do you need a pasuk for, right? Ha'amarta, didn't you say, kol mitzvah she'ish chayev is ba'eved chayeva, as you just mentioned, right? Anything that a woman's chayev in, an eved kanani is chayev in, so obviously if a woman has naziris, which we've discussed already in the Masechta, right? So what about a slave? Let's go, so Amarava, Rava says, shani ha'acha, no, you need the pasuk, because it's different over here. Why? The pasuk says, le'asor yisar al nafsho. Right, again, what is the person doing? He's making an isra on himself. Right, that implies that the person can own, or the person owns his own neshama. Right, his kenuyalo. Right, his neshama is owned to him, and therefore he can take upon himself an extra isra. That seems to include. You might have thought, right, that it would exclude an eved, since his soul, right, his neshama is not owned by him. Right, he has to do what his master wants. So you might have thought that he's not allowed to take on his extra chumra. So you might have thought that since he's not, he doesn't own himself, right? So then he may not be able to be a nazir. So therefore, kamash malan. So therefore, the pasuk teaches me, right? Vermatal lehem. That includes, right, avadim kananim to nazirus. Now, Amar Mar said, what I understand. What do we do? Right, we said, right, the pasuk says, "Daber al bnei Yisrael," and we darshened, "V'lo lo avdu kochavim." Right, that's for Jews and not for goyim. Amar, my problem is, we have that phrase elsewhere, and we do include goyim. Where else? Daber al bnei Yisrael, lo avdu kochavim. Right, that pasuk is by Erechim. Right, I guess no. That's a quote of what we said before. Right, that's a quote of our answer before. And the Gemara now asks, "Chol heicha dechtiv Yisrael, you avdu kochavim lo." Right, is every place the Torah says bnei Yisrael, right? That's specifically excluding goyim. V'ha'gabi Erechim. What about Erechim? Dechtiv, the pasuk says daber al bnei Yisrael. Right, it says again talking about Erechim. Just to clarify what that is. That's a person takes a nether. Give the Erech is a value, right? A value of someone to the Beis Hamikdash. So you can do that, right? A person can say, I promise to give the value of my brother, my wife, my father, my sister, whatever it is, to the Beis Hamikdash. So that person, this whatever it is, you can take that type of nether, right? That's called Erech. And so the Gemara Darshans, right? The pasuk says, Daber al bnei Yisrael, speak to bnei Yisrael, v'tanya, we learned, bnei Yisrael marichen, ve'in oved kochavim marichen, that bnei Yisrael can make that nether, Right? Goyim cannot make that neder. Yachol lo yehu ne'erachim. But you might have thought they can't be used as the subject. Meaning that when I can say a neder, I can take a neder, I'm going to take the value of shleimah. So I am the ma'arich, I'm the one who's taking the neder, and shleimah is the subject of the neder, and he's the ne'erach. So goyim can't take an erich and vow, but if a Jew says, I'm going to give the value of that goy to the Beis HaMikdash, that does work. Right, yochel lo yehu ne'erachim. You might have thought that doesn't work. So the Talmud over there, for the pasuk says ish. The pasuk says ish. I mean, the pasuk over there, right? Just to read it. Derbeil b'nei sofer matalehem ish ki afli neder be'erkecha nafshos l'ashem. Right. So that's erachim. The problem is, but our case, right? If you remember the pasuk we said before by Nazir, we also have that. Right. We have derbeil b'nei sofer matalehem ish o isha. So you see that yes, b'nei Israel usually refers to only Jews, but if you have the pasuk of ish, that includes goyim as well. So, as we see by Erechon, and we have that by Nazir also, right? That we have Bnei Israel and Ish, so that should also be shayach to Nazirus, and therefore goyim should be included. So Gemara says, "Shani hacha," is different over here, right? Why? The makra, because the pasuk says, "Laviv limau lo yitama." Because it says, right, by Nazir, right, a person can't become tamei, right, for his parents. So therefore, b'mishi yesh lo av, that's over kochavim she'en lo av. So therefore, that's only nizirus is only shaykh to someone who has a father, as opposed to goyim who do not have parents, who do not have a father. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about, lamai? What do you mean he doesn't have a father? Right? It obviously doesn't mean he doesn't have a biological father. That's obviously not what it means. But what in terms of there must be some sort of a halacha here that there's no father by a guy that's shy, and that's shaykh to nizirus. If you'll tell me that there's no Yerusha, there's no inheritance by Goyim, it's simply not true. Right, over Kochavim Yerush is Aviv Dvar Torah. Right, Pasuk says very, very clearly that a Goy, right, if you ask in Beis Din, if a Goy, Joe inherits Steve, I don't know, whatever, if some Goy inherits his father, yeah, Pasuk says, Shanah Mark Yerusha Le'esav, that's not the Harseir, right, Esav, right, got Harseir as a Yerusha to be passed down, right, from generation to generation. Elos, the Gemara says, right, Elo B'misa Musar Al Kibadav, so must, Aviv, really, it must be that Nazirus is only shy if to someone who is commanded about Kibud Av Va'im, and therefore, right, then when it says, L'aviv L'imo Lo Itama, when he can't become Tamei for his parents, right, so that's only because there's some sort of kibud av aim or whatever, meaning that only for someone who has kibud av aim as a nazir. So the Gemara says, "Miksiv kabed avicha gabi nazir," but the Gemara says, "I don't understand what in the world does kibud av aim have to do with nazir? It doesn't say that you have to honor your father when you're a nazir." Right, there's no extra kibud av aim by nazirus. So Ella, the Gemara says, "You're right." Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, "Laviv limo lo yitama." Right. Okay. So that's meaning. So that's. That's the second. That was the second effort. Meaning, the first effort we had to get the answer was Dabrael Bnei Yisrael. We threw that out because we had the pasuk of Ish as well. Now we're trying to say because it's Laviv Limo Lo Yitama because it has to do with mother and father. The Gemara says, "What does Kibbutz Beim have to do with Naziros? Why would that exclude Goyim?" As an aside, right? Again, yes, Kibbutz Beim does not apply to Goyim. Sometimes the Gemara gives right the paradigmatic examples of Kibbutz Beim very often is. Is a guy, right? Dama Benesina, okay, right? Just a very interesting just tidbit over here, but it seems like, you know, Kibbutz Beim doesn't apply to Goyim. Okay, so Ella, so we're still looking for this pasuk that tells me that Goyim don't have Nazirus. So Ella, rather, the pasuk, Ella, Makar, the pasuk says, Laviv Limo Lo Yitama. Same pasuk, but what are we talking about? Not the Aviv Imo part, but Mishesh Lo Tuma, right? You have to, Nazirus only applies to someone, right, who has a laws of Tuma. Yatza Ovi Kachavim She'en Lo Tuma, to exclude a guy. Right, that doesn't have a concept of tumah, as the Mefarish says, right? Shem naga b'meis, ain't no tame. Right, simply if he doesn't touch, right, if he touches a dead body, so he's not tame. So Gemara says, minolin v'las du tumah. Well, how do you know? How do you know that a guy doesn't have tumah? Damakraf, the Pasuk says, v'ish asher yitma v'lo yischata, v'nechirsa nefesh ha'im yitocha kahal. Right, Pasuk says, by going into the Beis HaMikdash, right, if a person goes in while he's tame, he'll have kares from the kahal. He'll be cut off. Right, from the kahal, from b'mishi yesh lo kahal, that only applies to someone who has right a kehilo, right Am Yisrael. Yatzeh shein lo kahal, excluding goyim, that does not have a kahal. So, right, so he has no issue, right, with tumah. So Gemara says, what do you mean? Ish doesn't? That means he doesn't have tumma. That just tells me that if you're tummy, you go into the Beis HaMikdash, you get kares. How does that tell me that a goy doesn't have the concept of tumma? And that's what my answer asks. That doesn't tell me anything. That just tells me he doesn't get kares. He goes into the Beis HaMikdash. Maybe a goy can become tummy. He's just not. It's not a big deal for him to go into the Beis HaMikdash. So as Rabbi Gemara says, Amakra. So you're right. A different pasuk tells me that a goy doesn't have tumah. V'izah tohor ala tameh. Right? By Yom HaShlishi, by Yom HaShavi. Right? Another pasuk by the Parah Adumah. Right? How do you become tahor? Kol she'esh lo tahor, ve'esh lo tumah. V'chol she'en lo tahor, ein lo tumah. Right? So only someone who's shayach to becoming tahor, right, can become tameh. Excluding a goy, right, who can't become tahor. So Gemara says, it still doesn't say that he can't become tamei, right? Ematara hu dolo havile, tuma havile. Maybe he can become tamei, he just can't become tahor. So the Gemara says, Amakra, therefore, Amakra, v'yesh sheit ma v'lo yischata. Right, someone who becomes tamei, right, won't make himself tahor. Again, you have this tuma and tahor link. Right, only someone who's shaykh for tahara, right, can become. I mean, that's not shaykh. I mean, it's not shaykh to say someone can become tamei, but not become. Tohor, right? Those two are inextricable. Okay. So that's basically the makor, right? A guy is not able to become tamei, therefore he's not shayach to naziris. Now we go back to the other answers, and we try and try to figure out how to get them, but we don't really. I mean, we're not really going to be so successful. Right? Again, we said before, right? That maybe it's the Yerusha. Right? The fathers, meaning that we said originally, what was the problem with the fathers? Their fathers, right? Are Yorish. Right, the goyim are yorish, and then we had said, no, that can't be the reason we exclude from the zeros. Meaning, we thought that only the Jews have yerusha. So now we proved from Esav, right, that even goyim have yerusha. So Rav Acha bar Yaakov Amar, Rav Acha bar Yaakov says, shiny hacha. Meaning, it's different. Meaning, kind of, and what do we use it? We kind of learned that from Erichin. Right, we wanted to say that Erichin, right, again, since you have Erichin, Bnei Yisrael and Ish, right, so therefore over here, Bnei Yisrael and Ish also, right, will tell me that that to include Goyim. So therefore, we couldn't use that as a mocker. So the Gemara says, Shaini Acha, it's different. It's different over here. I mean, Nazirus is different than Erichin, and therefore the drasha of Bnei Yisrael and Ish, right, you can't use the same way you use by Erichin. The Gemara corrects, the pasuk says, V'nechaltem osam lefnechem acharichem. Right, by Eved Kenani, right, it says that you will give them, right, to your children. Right, kol she'esh lo nachla yesh lo tuma, kol she'ein lo nachla ein lo tuma. Right, and then anybody who has Yerusha has tuma, meaning is included in the zirus, meaning that it's shayach in the zirus. Someone who doesn't have Yerusha, right, who doesn't give over their children property, right, like an Eved Kenani, so too. Right, he will not be able to become a nozer. Of course, it's ihachi. If so, avadim namilo. Well, okay, but Eved Kenani, right? One second. If you tell me that you can't that you need to be able to pass down an Eved Kenani from father to son to be shaykh to the lords of the nazirus, right? That doesn't apply to goyim. That only applies to Jews. So why do Eved Kenani have nazirus? Right? What do you mean? Eved Kenani can't have an Eved Kenani, right? He can't pass it down to each other. So, Ella Amarava, Gemara says, you're right. Bishlama Gabi Erichin, right? This makes sense that you have you exclude Goyim with Bnei Yisrael and Ish. Eshnamer Bnei Yisrael, Bnei Yisrael Marichin, Reino Vikacham Marichin, Yachalo Yun Erochin, Tamalom Mar Ish. Right? That Joshua works out. But Hacha, over here, you can't do the Bnei Yisrael and the Ish. Right? Bnei Yisrael Nozrin. Because the problem is that only Bnei Yisrael can bring the korbanos, right, for the tahara process of a nozir. So you might have thought that a goyim, right, can't become a nozir at all. Therefore, the pasuk says ish, right, to include goyim to nazirus, but saying that they do not, right, bring the korban when they're done. Problem is, Amre, the problem is, imishim korban, lav mehacha nafkale, right, ela mehalsam, right, you can't, meaning, therefore you can't, I mean, if you tell me that the only reason you can't, the guy therefore can't be a nozir because he can't bring the korban, maybe he can be a nozir and therefore he just doesn't bring the korban at the end. So Gemara says, ela mehalsam, no, la'ola pratla nazir is tibirvirse glili, meaning the pasuk says, la'ola, I mean, that anybody can bring a korban ola, right, including a goy, but a goy is not able to bring the nazirus, right, another korban. Right, so you have that over there. I mean, you don't need to tell me, you don't need to use the pasuk of Bnei Yisrael and Ish to tell me that a nazir can be a nazir That a goy can be a nazir, but he won't bring the korbanos at the end of the nazirus, because we already learned that a goy is allowed to bring a korban ola, but he's not allowed to bring any other korbanos. So therefore, it must be that bnei Yisrael and ish excludes goyim, right, from nazirus lagamre. So ema. So now that's what Rava wanted to try and say. That that's how you can use bnei Yisrael and ish, right, to exclude goyim. So ema bnei Yisrael, those are nazirus olam. For ena v'kacham, those are nazirus olam. So maybe you would have thought, right, that when you exclude goyim from nazirus, that's only from nazirus olam, from permanent nazirus. Right, but maybe yochol you lo yu nazirim from lower ish, and then maybe you might have thought that they're not allowed to be nazirim at all. Therefore, the pasuk of ish teaches me that they are allowed to be nazirim. So the gemara says, "I'm Rabbi Yochanan miksiv nazir olam." The gemara says, "Well, it doesn't say anything about that in the pasuk, so that's not kept what it's talking about." The gemara says, "Ema, so maybe again we're going back and forth with Rava. Rava wanted to say, right, that Bnei Yisrael teaches me that it's only goyim. Bnei Yisrael teaches me that they bring the korbanos, and Ish teaches me that the nazir. You might have thought that the nazir, the goyim can't be nazir bechlal. Therefore, it says Ish to tell me that they can be a nazir, but they can't bring their korbanos." So Rabbi Yochanan says, but it doesn't say that Amos, and therefore the Erev. Sorry, yeah, well, that's where we are. Amos bnei Yisrael madir bneihem benazir v'ino v'kachav madir bneihem benazir. Maybe you might have thought that bnei Yisrael are able to make their children nazir, but a goyim are not allowed to make their children to nazirim. Yochel lo yehi nazirim tam lo amreishin. Maybe you might have thought that they're not able to become nazirim whatsoever. Therefore, the pasuk says ish, right, that a goy is allowed to become a nazir. Rabbi Yochanan, halacha ibn nazir. So Rabbi Yochanan said, "What do you mean that you can't? That doesn't work because halacha ibn nazir. It's a halacha moshe mizinai. It teaches me that a person is allowed to make his son into a nazir. So I can't be talking about that. Amos, you might have thought maybe you would say that the drasha is bnei Yisrael megalchan al nazir saviyim ve'in ov kuchavim megalchan al nazir saviyim. That the word bnei Yisrael teaches me that only bnei Yisrael can be megalech for their father's nazir. Right? We did that back in the early beginning of the Masechta, right? The first." The third paragraph, I forget already. Right, when the father can be a nazir with his father's right nazirus. Right, if the father passes away, right, the son can use that for the nazirus of his own nazirus for his korbanos. But a guy is not allowed to do that. Let's just finish up the Indian. Yachol lo yu nazirim tamalom or ish. You might have thought the guy can't be a nazir at all. Therefore, the pasuk says ish. The Rabbi again, also the same answer. Amar miyuchan halach yiv nazir. Right, that is halach yiv nazir. So that's halach la moshe misinai. Meaning that the fact that the son can use the father's korbanos, the father's money, and therefore that doesn't make sense that the pasuk would be excluding right a guy from that. Okay, a little bit back and forth here with the drushes here, but we'll go right to the Halakha Shas tomorrow. Have a great night, depending on when you're listening to this.